Good evening. Tonight is Parshas Vayakhel. And as we typically do, we're going to ask a number of questions that and through that we'll be able to build and construct a theme in the Parsha, speaking about building and constructing. So when we began discussing the Parsha, or the Parshios of the Mishkan, so typically the Torah would instruct Klal Yisrael as a tzibor, v'asisa, would instruct individuals, Moshe Rabbeinu, v'asisa, and you shall make, and you shall make, and you shall make. But yet when it came to the Aron, it was v'asu Aron. Torah tells us that they shall make an Aron. And the Ramban comes and tells us, why is it by all of the other Kalim, it's V'asisa and you, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. But when it comes to the Aron, it's V'asu and they. So comes along the Ramban, and he tells us, "V'yitochein sheyirmos sheyukol Yisrael mishtatvin ba'asiyas ha'aron." It's possible that the reason why, when it comes to the Aron, it says that they shall make, is because sheyisku kulam la'Torah. Is so that all of Klal Yisrael should have a shaycha, should have a connection to the Torah. And therefore, unlike all the other Kalim, where it says V'asisa by the Aron, it says V'asu. Yavo HaKol, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yavo HaKol V'yasku Ba'aron Sheyisku LaTorah. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, let everyone come and be involved in the making of the Aron. So they should all be Zocha, they should all merit a connection to the sacred Torah. It's very special, very wonderful, makes a lot of sense. Kol mi shezocha, whoever wants, kol mi sheyavo v'yitol, should come and take, referring to the Holy Torah. But yet in this week's Parsha, when again we come and we focus and we discuss the building of the Mishkan, the Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, Vayas Bitzalel es Ha'aron Atzei Shitim. And Bitzalel made the Aron. So wait a second. The Ramban told us that the reason why it's in the plural Va'asu is because all of Klal Yisrael should have Shaychus, connection to the Torah. And now, in our parsha, Vayas Bitzalel Ha'aron, says the Ramban, V'hiskir Ba'aron, and the reason why it says by the Aron, Vayas Bitzalel, is to tell us, Bavor Shehu Mole Ruach Elokim. It's because he, more so than anyone else, was filled with the Ruach Elokim, the Spirit of Hashem. B'chokhma, b'svuna u'bedas, with wisdom, insight, and knowledge. And therefore, it's vayas Bitzalel, and Bitzalel made. From this Ramban, it seems to suggest that it's exclusive to Bitzalel at the exclusion of all other Jews. So in Parashas Truma, it was v'asu, and they shall make the Aron. And all the other Kalim, it's v'asisa, and you shall make. But yet when it comes to Parashas Vayakhel in this week's Parsha, and again, discussing the construction of the Mishkan, the Torah tells us Vayas Bitzalel, and it seems to be that the Ramban is speaking from two sides of his mouth. On one hand, he gives an explanation, V'asu is because all of Klal Yisrael has a shaychus, has a connection to the Torah. And in this week's parsha, the Ramban tells us, wait a second, it's Vayas Bezalel, because he was the one that was filled with the Ruach Elokim, Bechokhma, Besvuna, Ubedas, and he would be the one that would have greater insight into the building of the Aron at the exclusion of everyone else. So what's going on here? Why the discrepancy? We're making a distinction in how the Aron is built with all of Klal Yisrael or with only Bezalel. That's our first question. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chav Zayin, V'hanesiyim heyviyu es avnei hashoam ves avnei hamiluim lo eifor belachoshen, that the Nesiyim, the princes, they brought the avnei shoam, the avnei miluim, the shoam stones and the stones that would fill for the eifod and the choshen. And Rashi comes and quotes a beautiful medrash in giving us insight why the word Nesiyim is spelt chaser, is spelt without a yud. It's spelled nun sin aleph yud aleph mem. It should be spelled nun sin aleph yud mem. It's spelled nun sin aleph mem. So says the Rashi, quoting the Medrash. Elakach Omru HaNasiyim. The Nasiyim said as follows. Yisnavnu Tzibor Mashim Isnavdim. Let the Tzibor, the public, contribute whatever they want to contribute. U'mashim Echasrin, and that which they're lacking, Anu Mashlimin Oso, we will complete. Kevan Sheheshlimu Tzibor Es Hakol. Since the Tzibor, the community, they completed everything, as it says, V'hamelacha ha'isa dayam, and the work was sufficient. Amru Nesiyim, the Nesiyim said, Me'aleinu la'asos, what is there left for us to do? Heviyu es avnei shoam. So what did they do? They brought the avnei shoam, the last of the items that had yet to be contributed. U'lekach hisnavdu b'chanukas ha'mezbech t'chila. And that's why they were the first ones to contribute by the inauguration of the Mizbeach. And then Rashi continues and he says, Ulafish and it's atzlu mitchila. And because they were lazy initially at the outset of the construction of the Mishkan, Nechzera os mishmam, that a letter was deleted from their name, and therefore it is spelt Hanesiyim minus Chaser a Yud. It should be spelled Nun Sin Aleph Yud Mem, and instead it was spelled Nun Sin Aleph Mem. So Rabbi Eli Baruch Finkel asks a very interesting question. It wasn't complete. The Avnei Shoam, the Avnei Miluim were still lacking. And those were the most precious of the raw materials that were contributed to the building of the Mishkan. So why were they punished? Why was it that they were missing a Yud, or the Torah comes and teaches us that because they were lazy in their performance of this great mitzvah, we're going to place the word minus a yud. At the end of the day, they contributed greatly. They gave the Avnei Shoam, the Avnei Miluim. Those were precious stones, more precious than the gold, the silver, the copper, all the various wool and linens that were contributed. As he writes, they're not a small thing. They were precious. And they were very, very expensive. And therefore, how do we understand Lefish and its Atzlu Mitchila? Because they were Nis'atzel, they were a little late in the game. Nechzera Os Mishmam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deleted a letter from their name, and therefore it's written in the Torah Chaser. Very difficult to digest. And our third and final question is, the Medrash tells us in this week's parsha, Re'u kara Hashem b'shem Bezalel vayimolei also ruach Elokim, that the name Bezalel has in it incorporated the name of Hashem, and ultimately he was filled with the ruach Elokim, with the spirit of Hashem. Zakh the Medrash continues and says, Veloze Bilvad, not only was Bezalel filled with the Ruach Elokim, Elakol Mishin is Asek B'Meleches HaMishkan. Anyone who was involved in the construction of the Mishkan, Nason Bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chokma Bina Vedas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given them Chachma, Bina, Udas. As it says, Vayasu kol chacham lev ba'osei ha'malacha es ha'mishkan. V'lo b'bnei Adam bilvad. But then, the Medrash continues, and he says, not only human beings were given the Ruach Elokim, ela afilu ba'behema u'bachaya. Even the behema, the animals, and the beast. As it says in the Pasuk, V'chol ish chacham lev, asher nasan Hashem chachma usvuna behema. The Pasuk says, V'asa Bezalel v'aliyah, V'chol ish chacham lev, asher nasan Hashem chachma usvuna behema. Lodas la'asos es kol meleches avodas hakodesh. Now the pasuk says Bahema, right? The Chachma and understanding Bahema to know. But the Medrash understands the word Bahema to mean not Bahema, but rather it's supposed to mean Behema, an animal. Shenitna chachma ba'adam u'ba'behema. That not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the chachma, the wisdom, to the human, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the wisdom to the animal as well. This is a very difficult medrash to understand. How are we supposed to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the wisdom, the intellect, not only to an adam, to a behema? Does it really matter? Is it really necessary? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu just throwing Chachma around? Chachma is a precious commodity. And Shlomo HaMelech was given an opportunity to ask for whatever he wanted. He asked for Chachma, for Bina, he asked for wisdom. That is something that is a very special, it's a special matana. And yet the Medrash is telling us that in the construction of the Mishkan, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina would reside, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave not only an Adam, not only the human, the intellect, the Chachma, the Bina, the Tvuna to understand, but also not Bahema, but Behema, an animal as well. What are we learning? What is the Medrash trying to teach us? And I think that the Medrash is teaching us something very fascinating. And that is that however much intellect or wisdom a person has, however creative or talented a person is, and they use their talent to build and to construct this Mishkan, at the end of the day, it all stems from Hashem. As the Medrash tells us by Bilam, Vayiftach Hashem es piyo asom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened the mouth of his donkey. Says the Medrash, Lehodio shehapeh v'haloshon b'rashuso, that we should know, that Bilam should know, that the peh and the lashon, that when a person opens up his mouth, ultimately it's b'rashus Hashem. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's domain. No one could open up their mouth unless it's the will of Hashem. As the Nosei Kelim, the Mefarshim on this Medrash tell us, Umi sheyachlev toach peh asasum, the one who is able to open up the mouth of one who is sasum, was closed, yachal listom peh pasuach, is also able to close the mouth of a person, of a mouth which is typical, which is used to speak. In other words, just like an animal doesn't speak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make him speak, so to a human where he is supposed to speak, he has the koach of dibor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability of closing that mouth. All kochos, whether it's speech or any other, is all in the hands of Hashem. And therefore I believe that someone should not come and have gaiva, arrogance, into thinking, look at this beautiful Mishkan that I built. Look at the Aron, and look at the Menorah, and look at the Shulchan, look at the Mizbechos. Look at how talented I am. So says the Medrash. Nein, it's not true. That not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Chochma, Bina, and Das to an Adam, but he also gave it Afilu, Babahemo, Bachaya. He gave it to an animal and a wild beast as well, so that man should know that the only reason why you have this Chachma is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. Look, he even gave it to an animal, so that a person shouldn't think that it's his own kochos, it's his own ability. Now the Gemara tells us in Meseches Yuma, and of Ayin Hey and Aleph, an unbelievable idea based upon a pasuk. The Torah tells us in Shmos Lamed Vav Pasuk Gimel, Veheim Heviu Elav Od Nidava Baboker Baboker. The Torah says, and they continued to bring Moshe Od Nidava, more gifts, morning after morning, baboker, baboker. Asks the Gemara, my baboker, baboker. What does it mean, morning after morning? Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Yonason, Midavar Sheyori Lehem Baboker, Baboker. This means that Bnei Yisrael, they brought the gifts from that which came down for them morning after morning, referring to none other than the man. Milamed sheyardu lahem liYisrael avonim tovos. This teaches that precious stones, avonim tovos umargolios, that precious stones and pearls came down for Klal Yisrael together with the man. The Hanesiim Heviu, says the Gemara, quoting the pasuk in our parsha, the Hanesiim Heviu as Avnei Shoam. And the Nesiim brought the Avnei Shoam, the Avnei Meluim, for the Ephod and the Choshen. The Gemara is teaching us an unbelievable chiddush. It wasn't the Nesiim that actually carried and brought and were able to gather the Avnei Shoam, the Avnei Meluim, but rather it was the Anane HaKavod. It came down from Shemayim. It wasn't the Nesiim that brought the Avnei Shoam, the Avnei Meluim. And that is why the Pasuk is written Chaser. It's not that they were punished because they were the last to bring it. What it means, Shenis Atzlu, that they were lazy in bringing it, I believe is that they actually didn't bring it. It was brought. And the reason why the Torah writes in Chaser, writes it without a Yud, is so that the Nesiim shouldn't think for a moment that it was their strength, it was their might, it was their efforts that brought the Avnei Shoam, the Avnei Meluim. But it was like the food that came down from the sky. Baboker, baboker means Sheyardu lahem li Yisrael avonim tovos umargolios. So just like Klal Yisrael as a whole shouldn't think for a moment that they're so special and so talented and so unique because look what they constructed. No, the Medrash tells us, Bebehema as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the ability, the intellect, the wisdom to the animals. So that a person shouldn't think, look how special I am, because the animal can do the same thing. So the Nesiim are reminded by the Torah being chaser, that it wasn't your actions, but rather it was brought down from Shemayim. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave the ability to the Nesiim to bring the Avnei Shoam, the Avnei Meluim. So yes, ultimately they were mashlim. They completed all of the materials that were used to construct. But did they really complete it? Was it really their own might, their own effort, their own toil? Kodesh Baruch Hu is reminding us, reminding the Nesiim, it wasn't you, but rather it was me. Every time we open up the Chumash and we read the Nesiim Chaser Yud, we're reminded, it's not us, it wasn't them, but rather it was the Ruach Elokim, it was the Spirit of Hashem that was implanted in every single person. And it was only with the great Siyata Dishmaya that ultimately people had the ability to build the Mishkan and all of its kelim. Now there's a fascinating Maimar Chazal. The Medrash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not miyachid. He does not place His name on the tzaddikim in their lifetime. And the Mefarshim explain the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't place His name even among the tzaddikim b'chayav in their lifetime is shelo yiskoy, that they shouldn't become haughty. Wow, look at me, I have the Shem Hashem. I'm so special, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is attaching His name to me. So many ask the question, but wait a second, what about the name Bitzal-El, Bitzal-Kel, in the shadow of Hashem, and that was His name B'chayav while He was still alive? So I saw in a Sefer, Lekitas Yitzchak ben Avram, he says, Bezalel is different. There is no concern that Bezalel would become haughty. There is no concern that he would take credit for constructing the Mishkan and its Kelim. Why? Sha'al yedei sechuso shel chur, that Bezalel was only given the right, he would only merit to build the Mishkan in the Schus of Chor. Who was Chor? Chor was his grandfather. Shemasar Nafsho, who sacrificed his life, Vaharguhu, and he was killed. He was killed during the uprising by the Chet HaEgel. He was Moser Nafsho in order to Mikadei Shem Shemayim, to sanctify the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Zoche Bitzalel Lozeh, he would merit, more so than anyone, to have the Shem Hashem attached to his name B'chayav, but also be Zoche to build the Mishkan. And that is why I believe, specifically, his name is mentioned by the Aron. Even though the Aron, which represents the Torah, Komi Sheyirtze Yavav Yitol, whoever wants should come and take, that's applicable to the Torah, everyone is shayach to the Torah. But the Torah is telling us in this week's Parsha, yes, everyone is Zocha. Everyone has the ability, but who's the one that's going to be most matzliach? Who's going to be successful? Who's going to be the one that will be granted the greatest siyata d'shmaya? The one who is most humble, who is exceedingly humble. Bitzalel knew that he didn't have any greater schus than anyone else, except for the fact that he was the grandchild of Chor. There was no arrogance attached to Bitzalel. That's the one who will not only have the ability to learn, but he will be successful in his learning. He will be the one that will be the torchbearer of the Torah. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, Ana Mikol Adam, that was the one. He was the one that was Zochet to go to Har Sinai. The Torah was given in the Midbar, because the Midbar is the most low of places. Har Sinai was the most low of places. The Midbar is Hefker, doesn't belong to anybody. No one has Bailus, but it's the one that's the most humble. He's the one that perhaps will be the most successful. And that is how we understand the stira of Ramban's. Yes, indeed, everyone has a schus in Torah, but who's the one that's actually going to acquire it? Everyone has the right to buy it or to take it, but who's the one that's going to take it and be successful in taking it? The one who understands and appreciates that everything comes and emanates from Hashem. And that is the theme of tonight, is recognizing, is appreciating, is accepting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, that we have very, very little to do. It's a behema, an Adam behema. There's no difference. Just like man speaks, an animal doesn't. Kadosh Baruch Hu can turn, and that animal will speak, and man doesn't. And just like man has the ability to build, and was given and infused within him the spirit of Hashem, well, guess what? So does an animal, because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's giving this spirit, and therefore we can't take credit for our work and our talent, because ultimately, directly is from Hashem. And the person that most understands this, he was the one that was Zocha ultimately to build, because he's the one that had no gaiva, whether it's for the Mishkan, Bichlal, or Bifrat, the Aron. The Aron represents the Torah. The one who will have the most shaychus to the Torah is the one who has the greatest humility. It's Bezalel who understood that his schus, his merit, was only in the merit of his grandfather, who was Moser Nafsho, for Kiddush Hashem, for sanctifying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think that this is a very necessary idea to speak about, especially with what's going on in the world today. Russia invades Ukraine, and there's talks of potential World War III. Now, I don't know what to call it, but one thing we know for sure, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving the chess pieces. We have to look at what's going on in the world, not in the context of politics, but in the context of what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to show us. What is happening in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world? Are we at the gate of Mashiach? There's no question what we've seen over the last number of years. Between Corona and all the various Magefos and all the suffering and all the various elections, and now Russia coming and invading. None of this makes sense. But all we have to recognize that this is the Yad Hashem. It's the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to know that all of these players are pawns in the hand of Hashem. Just like Bilam was a pawn and the Asur was a pawn, we are all pawns. We have to figure out where it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be moving next. So let us be machazik ourselves, let us strengthen ourselves, let us strengthen our emunah and bitachon in Hashem, that we're literally at the gate of Mashiach, and all we need to do is just turn the key, open the door, and mirsa Hashem, we should be zocha to greet Melech HaMashiach, b'mehera b'yameinu, Amen.